Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. Available at Centra and SuperValu stores nationwide. Great tasting coffee, no messing.
This morning on the show, we've been talking about an email we received into the program from a listener. Now, in case you missed it earlier, Kathy got in touch because she wanted some advice on parenting problems she's encountered at home since lockdown began. Sharing a parent's responsibilities, including schoolwork with her husband, highlighted their different approach to parenting. Kathy is enforcing discipline and routine, while her husband is encouraging fun and sweets and freedom, which have resulted in conflict at home, I can imagine. And it seems that this is a problem that lots of parents are going through. And from what you're telling us this morning, it seems that a lot of you do not agree with your other half's approach to parenting at the moment. Or has it always been like that? And it's just that you're at home now, spending more time together, co-parenting and parenting at the same time in the same house, because normally one of you would be at work and you wouldn't really see each other or whatever. That all this time together is just putting a magnifying glass on your parenting skills. Well, with all that in mind, we wanted to get some advice for everyone who might be struggling. So I'm delighted to be joined on the line by project leader with Bernardo's, Jackie Kyo. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself? Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on. Jackie, I guess the main thing that will hopefully reassure lots of people listening at the moment is that different parent styles, especially at this time, is normal, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I suppose if we think back to the 12th of March, when we all went to work and we went to school or dropped our children to school or childcare minders, we were toddling along as per normal, thinking that while there may be some restrictions coming in, we were never imagining by 12 o'clock on the 12th of March, we suddenly would have no childcare. We would have no source supports for us as parents trying to look after our children. And all of a sudden we had to be working from home, minding our children, trying to negotiate this new life without the supports of, say, our friends or our families or anybody that we normally relied on. So we went from working within a larger community and supports to all of a sudden being very isolated within our homes with our children. And while we all love our children very dearly, it is still a time that we, I suppose, experienced high levels of stress. We're worried about our children's education. We're worried about our jobs. We're worried about monies. We're worried about finance. The whole worry and fear of COVID-19 and the possibilities of losing people we love or getting very sick brought so much stress into every family. It's, I suppose, as you said, magnified situations in every family home. But for children, they lost everything, and all of a sudden they're in very unusual circumstances, all of a sudden being at home all alone with mum and dad, you know, because their children are usually quite busy and they have quite a lot of structure and routine in their day. So, you know, parents had to adapt quite quickly without ever really having time to have a conversation around, okay, you do this or I do that. And I think when we all have children, we naturally nearly fall into roles without ever having a discussion over what type of parenting styles we have.
Yeah, that's very true. And I suppose with lockdown and now parents are doing everything, and you said the stress of the pandemic, it seems, and it's probably the case in a lot of houses, that one parent would probably be more stressed about it than the other.
Yeah.
And then that's when conflict arises. We know there's no one right way to parent, but what different types of parenting styles are there?
Well, I suppose your parenting style is your approach in relation to how you interact with your children. So there's generally about four different types of parenting styles. So you have your authoritative parent, you have your permissive parent, you have your authoritarian parent, and then you have a parent that's not really very interested, which we don't really come across very often. Okay. So, and I suppose quite often we're influenced in relation to our own parenting experiences as well. So if we came from in a house where there was a huge, very strong authoritative parent, we may be a little bit more relaxed in our parenting style. But I think the key to it, you're not going to have two parents essentially that will really have the same approach in relation to the children, but the communication is the key piece. So it's around actually trying to have a conversation with your partner around what way we want to deal with different situations, that it's not always one parent that's the baddie as such. you know, that there's maybe a certain set of rules in the house and both parents are working to the same rule. And I suppose children in particular can really play one parent off against the other because they know who will give in and who won't, which in turn will give more reason for conflict in the home because mm-hmm. one parent will end up feeling undermined all the time. And generally, if it's the person who's kind of putting down the rules, if they haven't communicated with the other parent, the children run off and they go, oh, yeah, no, I didn't ask Mum or I didn't ask Dad. And then all of a sudden, I just told them they can't do that. And there's World War II because nobody is communicating with each other. So I think for parents, they really need to look at what they're doing currently, what works and what doesn't work. But it needs to be a very calm conversation. So when our stress levels are really high, it's not a good time to have a conversation with your partner in relation to what type of parenting you want to implement mm-hmm. with your children. And having a conversation about what works well for different children, because the children are all different. So what works for one won't work for another, or may work, but mightn't work as well as what it did with the other child, taking in mind the ages and stages of your children. Recognising, I suppose, I think we've got all, as parents, we've all got very caught up in this homeschooling and putting ourselves under a huge amount of pressure that we have to get all the work that comes in from the school done. And I think we need to recognise that within this situation, all the children are going back to school in September, more or less on the same playing, it's a level field they're going into because they've all missed school since the 12th of March. So we need to see ourselves as supporting and linking them in with their education rather than having to get everything done and putting ourselves and them under huge pressure to try and get everything that's on the email or the letter that you've received from the school completed within the week. Because really this time of year in school, particularly for the older children, this is the fun time. This is school mm-hmm. tours. This is when we don't get homework, particularly the last couple of weeks in June. They're doing sports days and it's a real fun time. It's the real enjoyable fun term of the year. And looking at other ways that we can, I suppose, teach our children life skills rather than just the education. Like you can do math with children through baking or cooking or maybe sowing seeds or going for walks and identifying the different birds that's around or trees or, you know, and that does that always have to be one parent's role? Does the schoolwork have to be done first thing in the morning? Can it be done a little bit maybe in the afternoon? And maybe like in Kathy's situation that she can do some of that fun stuff in the morning and then Dad could do it in the afternoon. And there's thousands of parents in this situation. Thousands.
Jackie, we've heard from a number of listeners today that they can feel isolated because the other parent is being favoured, which is a huge problem. What yep. advice do you have for those people?
I suppose it's that reassuring that, look, you're doing a good job. Like, if you think about it, and even in relation to yourself, if you have somebody that's, you know, always putting down the rules, you're always going to favour someone who's nicer to you on some levels. So it's always reassuring yourself that you're doing a good job. And I think because of the intensity of the isolation every family is experiencing at the minute, you don't have that opportunity to catch up with your friend face to face and say, do you know what he did last night? Or do you know what she did last night? It really wrecked my head. Or you don't have that face to face contact that we normally could have for our support as parents. So it's around recognising that we don't have it, but that we're all doing a great job in absolutely extraordinary circumstances. And if every mm-hmm. parent could look at themselves in the mirror and actually say that, I'm doing a great job in extraordinary circumstances. And my children still love me. Children, you know, generally they do tend to, they may favour one or the one that they have more fun with. But generally if they fall and they'll go to the other parent, they will go to the one that they always, you know, like it's like that old saying, the children will always look for mum when they're sick. You know, so it's that piece of not trying not to take it personally. But I think for parents to have the conversation in relation to having a joined up approach, recognising each other's strengths and each other's weaknesses, and then working together to try and make sure the children are getting a very clear communication pattern from both parents around the way things work in the house. Because, you know, restrictions are lifting today. Mm-hmm. It's going to make life a little bit easier. But it's also, I suppose, this lockdown has brought up issues for people in relation to how they manage situations that they may never have come across if we didn't have it, and that there is so much help and support out there for families as well, that if you are feeling isolated, do definitely make contact with the likes of our own. We have a crisis support parent helpline. There is wide-ranging voluntary statutory community services out there, all willing to support families at this time, because we do recognise it's an extremely stressful, difficult time for families who have experienced all kinds of everything in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And we're all doing a super job. And I think it's recognising that it's nothing could ever have prepared a parent to find yourself in lockdown with your children and your partner for 12 weeks.
It seems from the number of people who got in touch with us this morning that often parents divide duties amongst themselves. So, for example, education might fall under one parent's responsibilities, or maybe sports fall under the other's area, you know, that way. So is it a good thing, or should parents try and divvy it up and mix it up? Or is there a right way to do it?
I think sometimes that can happen very easily for practical reasons.
Yeah.
You know, in that maybe one parent works extremely long days and isn't home till maybe 8 o'clock. Maybe they have a long commute, and they might be home in time to do homework or the education side of things, but they're okay to do the GAA on the Saturday morning. So I think, again, it's back to communication, Jen. It's back to actually having conversations and maybe seeing lockdown as an opportunity to maybe go, do you know what, maybe things aren't working so good and we need to look at this differently. You know, and sometimes it could be that one parent is finished. They might work part-time, or they start at 5 in the morning, finish at 3. They're the ideal person to pick up the children and do the homework. So I think, yeah, to look at it on its own without actually looking at the bigger picture in relation to the practical day-to-day life of families would be putting ourselves under a huge amount of pressure. And I think there is that piece in families of everybody falling into natural roles.
Can I ask you one final question?
Yes.
What do you say to the kid when they say they hate you? How would you respond to that?
That you still love them. Because I suppose it's recognising for our children that they've been through so much in the last while. Mm. Everything of their normal life. To make children feel safe and secure, they have structure and routine. They really, really thrive in structure and routine. So if a child is telling you that they hate you, firstly, they're not meaning that they hate you. They're just feeling really angry and possibly very confused, very upset. And their future is so unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Their day-to-day life has been torn into disarray. And even for the children who don't particularly love school, they still have that structure and routine, and they have the interaction with their friends. And they've been whipped away from everything. So this might be their way of saying, I'm not happy here. And it's around reassuring them that, okay, you might be feeling really angry with mama, or I might be feeling really angry with dad at the minute, but I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
And reassuring for them that love is there no matter what. And maybe we can talk about, when they're calm, how we can see what is going on that they're feeling like that. You know, and it's always, I think as parents, we need to recognise the stress we've been under over the last 12 weeks, and we need to mind ourselves
and tell ourselves we're doing okay.
We're doing okay in stressful times, and also take the time to breathe. So if your child is really losing the rag with you and shouting, I hate you, remove yourself from the situation if you feel that you're getting really angry too. Don't get to the stage that you are saying, well, I hate you too. You know, it's trying to keep ourselves calm, because we're the adult in the situation.
Don't forget that. That's very important. Jackie Keogh, project leader with Bernardo's. Thank you so much for taking our call this morning.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.